This is an
ENN
special report. Now reporting.
The very handsome Jewish man, Peter Rosenberg.
ENN's at 6.
When the clock struck 6, it meant one thing. From the ESPN New York News Desk, here's
Rosenbaum or whatever that guy's name is.
No wonder your show is number one.
Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome, if you will, to ENN.
On TV.
Ray Rowe.
Sure. Guys, big special ENN brought to you by our friends at Security Dodge. Go see Michelle Scalise.
Come get some!
Yeah!
I'd like to start off tonight's big ENN by saying good evening to Michael.
Please vote for my wife.
Again, that's just something that didn't happen, which is what you just heard. But it's, Michael, it's not surprising, is it? I mean, Don, it's not surprising.
No.
Thank you. Let's say good evening to Don, Michael, and Jeff.
You know, you don't have DJ Martinez yet and all that, but they got punked again.
JD, keep saying DJ.
I don't know why I do that.
Come on, man.
All right, you know what? I'm going to tap out. Jeff, have a good day.
Take it easy, Don.
Jeff was ready for me to tap out. It was good.
I got to tell you, you got to give credit for someone being that ready to just say take it easy and move on.
I didn't even hear him say that in real time.
That's how good he is. He's one of the best in the business. That's a fact, what I just said. Let's say good evening to Don.
Hoskins resides in their head. I'm of the belief that if you're Jeff O'Neill, really? And you're going to get mad, punch him.
Really? I'm not mad at you.
And good evening to Don.
You didn't make the draw.
The comedian doesn't have a relationship with the fat guy in the first row.
And good evening to Don. I don't know why you're challenging this way.
Because I could tell when people...
Yeah, I could hear that. That was.
I told you. Michael, do you hear that swig?
No.
Listen, I don't know why you're challenging this way.
Because I could tell when people.
He's trying to make it comparable to the ice, Michael.
No, it's not even comparable. No, the
Nothing's
ice is.
Compared to that.
No, let me hear the ice. It's out of drop madness, sadly, but the ice was unbelievable. In retrospect, I didn't. Go ahead.
Do it.
Oh, he's going to find it.
Tickets are on sale now at Ticketmaster.com. It's the last thing they heard on the Titanic.
This is a tough one for me. Good evening to myself. He's in Sniper, Few Good Men, Backdraft, Misery.
Go to Norris in Michigan.
Tequila Sunrise, The Big Picture.
Good job, Michael. Can I take the opportunity? Shining Wizards Kevin wants us to give a shout out to his dad, Joe, who turned 74 today. A spry 74, Shining Wizards Kevin describes him.
Is that Shining Wizards Joe?
I guess, yeah. I guess that would be his dad, yeah.
Happy birthday, Joe.
He's also a Shining Wizard?
Well, unless Shining Wizards Kevin is an original.
But you don't know if he goes by, if it's a family name, the Shining
Wizards.
I don't
think he goes by that. No. He's a 74-year-old man.
Here's another tough one for me. Good evening to myself. Oh, no. You just can't let Gilchrist Alexander get that shot at that point in the game. That's not what you want. No. And let's say good evening to Jeff Passan.
Oh, my God.
That's kind of the highlight. It was a great rant. He really brought it. But that, to me, was what it's all about. I don't know if you guys are aware, but there's a really big basketball game tonight.
What?
Yeah. No, I know. It's Iowa, and it's LSU, and it's in the tournament. Michael, you were on your sabbatical when Don and I spoke about how the women's tournament started out with the top seeds getting their early games at home. What do you think about that? I sort of like it.
I don't love it. I mean, because UConn essentially has played at home, but not at home. Yeah, you know, they were in Brooklyn, they were in Boston, so they never really had to get on a plane.
But you're
what I'm saying is, but the part of taking those early round games and by playing them on someone's home court, you just add such a level of excitement to the building instead of those like random games at Capital One Arena in D.C. that look empty.
Well, I hear what you're saying, but I think it's too much of a negative for the other team.
I hear you. That's fair. Let's hear from Angel Reese. What's her game plan for Caitlin Clark today?
Last year, the scouting report was just to contain her as best as we can and not let the surrounding players score as much as they could. So we're going to do the same thing again this year. I mean, she's scoring 30 when they win. She's scoring 30 when they lose. So it's a win-win-lose situation with it. So we're just going to have to not allow those other players to score.
And Caitlin Clark, how about the rematch with LSU?
I think we're excited. I think, you know, anytime you have a chance to go up against somebody you lost to, it brings a little more energy. But at this point in the tournament, every single team is good, whether you're playing West Virginia, whether you're playing Colorado, whether you're playing LSU. You prep the exact same way. You come in with the same exact mindset. And I think overall, it's just going to be a really great game for women's basketball. And they're really solid 1-5.
Over under 12 million viewers.
That's a lot.
I'll go under. And I have a lot of respect for what's going to happen tonight.
That's a lie. I just looked it up. It's like, I think The Bachelor did like 5 million. So that's a lot, Michael. I don't want to like, then you'd like set up for disappointment. I think it's going to be very, very well viewed. It doesn't really have anything going up against. I mean, but there's
listen, I'm not trying to be that guy, but it is the Raw before WrestleMania with The Rock advertised.
I didn't know the audience is crossed over.
They do. Well, they really do. I mean, I am literally the perfect example of the two things that would interest me tonight are The Rock being on Raw the week before WrestleMania and then this basketball game. Those are the two things I would think about.
And then Yankees Diamondbacks.
Well, of course, but that's after, Michael.
Yeah, but that would be after.
It's
on the same time as USC and
but that's
UConn.
Not what I don't think you're saying it's going to get 12 million for the second game.
Yeah, no. And in fact,
I take the under two. I think it's going to be a little over 10 million.
No, but I think it's going to be terrific. And
the drop off is going to be monstrous when the Iowa LSU game ends. I'm sorry, guaranteed.
Now you need a good game. You need a classic, and if you get that, then I think a lot of people could parachute in to a late game. But if it's a blowout, I think that could really affect it. It's on the hearts and minds of a lot of sports fans today. There might be in a rotation. You know, if you're in New York, you've got, you know, Yankees, Mets. If it looks like the weather's going to be okay, Rangers, Penguins. There's a lot of things. But I think it's on your radar. And how much you're on it will depend on the quality of the game.
I agree with 100%. If you tune in, Don, like you throw it on at the start of the second half and it's already a 15-point game, you might be out. You know, it sort of requires if you're a casual, you need it to be a decent game to stick around.
Do you think Ruko's nervous right now?
No.
No way.
Really? This might be the biggest audience he ever announces to.
It's actually, no, you know what? It definitely is.
Yeah, because.
Has to be.
Because he's done some ABC games for the NBA, but that's going to probably get you what? Maybe
five, four.
Yeah. Something in that vicinity. It should crush that.
But he had the women's final last year. That got a great number.
What was the number last year? We're talking about what it could be. Now, obviously, Caitlin Clark's way bigger now than she was last year. But what was the, can we get that, Anthony? What was the number last year?
I think it was close to 10.
Well, then maybe 12 is on the table, because I would think there's more buzz than now than it was last year. But that was the final last year.
Yep. And it was on ABC.
That was 9.9 million on ABC for the final.
But this is way more. This has become a bigger deal because of that game. That game has made this game a much bigger deal.
So is he nervous or not?
No.
You know what? I'm not rule. I don't know if I'd use the word nervous,
anxious,
but I'd say there's probably a little extra thought going into it.
Yummy Fresca. Because the only thing, knowing Ryan, he is very confident in his skills. The only thing he sometimes could worry about is, you know, how is he feeling? Is the voice going to hold up? Things like that. But he's money. He knows.
Turned
what he's
us
doing.
Down today, by the way.
Because that's why I went there, because he was doing a lot. So that tells me that maybe he was a little conscious of, you know, having the strength in his voice for the game. So those are the things he worries about. His play-by-play and knowing the players and stuff, he's got that cold. He doesn't worry about that. Nerves for me come from lack of preparedness. He's not unprepared.
Peter must be nervous every show.
Oh, I really get geared up. It's tough.
You know, that's a bigger shot than you're giving it credit for, Peter.
I didn't. What it's a big what are you what was the line that you said right before it? You said it's bigger how? Why does one get nervous?
Oh, the lack of preparedness.
They're not prepared.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, it's true. That does make every day tough here, especially ENN. But let's get to a bigger story for our local
that's
audience.
That's a nice response.
Let's get to a bigger story for our local audience, and that's the New York Knickerbockers, because not only did the Knicks lose a couple close games over the weekend, including that heartbreaker last night at the Garden to OKC, but Josh Hart had some interesting things to say after the game about the future of this team and the availability of two of its top players.
I'm looking at it like this is a team that we're going to have. You know, I think that's how, you know, we have to approach it. You know, that those guys, you know, aren't coming back. And then obviously we'll be pleasantly surprised if they come back. You know, I'm not in those medical conversations or anything like that. So I don't know, you know. But, you know, we got to approach it every game and the end of the season that, you know, those guys aren't coming back. And if they do, be pleasantly surprised.
So not preparing for Anunoby and Randall to be available.
Pleasantly surprised.
No, that's not what you want.
I think they'd really be surprised if Randall comes back.
At all? Or regular season?
At all.
Hmm. That's not nothing.
No, it's not great. And it does make you think that if that was the case, why didn't they go for surgery earlier on?
That's what the question's going to be.
But I understand why they didn't. You're going to try to get him back on the court, and maybe it's not possible. Then you have the surgery.
But at this point, you've waited too long anyway, so now you might as well wait and see.
Yep.
But the Anunoby part is interesting because if, you know, if in fact it's true that he could be playing, but he just doesn't have the, he's not a pain tolerance guy. I mean,
well, that was the one knock against him in Toronto. He didn't play all the time.
Yeah, and in this version of the NBA, you know, if you're not a guy who feels it, you're not feeling it. No one's saying anything about it.
See, I think it's unfair to start throwing around he could play, but he doesn't want to. Like, the team is saying that it's management. So I think a lot of these decisions are based upon not just the player, I don't want to go, that they just collectively get together and say, I think we've got bigger fish to fry here. Let's get ready. Do you think it's a question of him not wanting to fight through the pain or not wanting to play because he's not 100%, or do you think this is all collaborative?
It's a good question. He's probably looking at it, you know what? You cleared me, and then I got hurt again. So I'm not coming back until I'm 100%. Maybe they agree. Now, he's got another thing on his plate. He's going to be a free agent. Big Finish makes him a lot of money.
Well, and what a weird situation for the Knicks. It's a bizarro situation. When he's available, he is as big a game changer as this team has had, short of Jalen Brunson. I mean, their winning percentage with him is like 90. It's crazy. But then he's not available. So it's really, you know what I'm saying? That's a really hard thing. Don, you like have to get him back to see more. You know, like, how do you sign someone if there's a chance they're not going to be available for you, but when they're available, they're fantastic?
Well, that's what you got to get behind, is it's just an injury that he, like Michael said, I don't want to go out there less than 100%, get hurt again, or is it, listen, I only play when I'm 100%, because I think there are two different things there, and one can affect your money. Like, I don't want to sign a guy for big money, and if he doesn't feel like playing, he's not going to play. But it's another thing to say, listen, he wants to make sure these games are big, that he's there for the team. So what's the answer? I'm sure these general managers know the real answer.
And you would think that he knows he makes more money if the Knicks go far and he's playing. So maybe he's really hurt.
Or does he look at it as, and again, I'm not accusing him of this, I'm just playing devil's advocate. Hey, look at how they played without me. Look at what their record was when I played. And look what their record was without me. So if he doesn't play in the postseason, they get bounced in the first round, does that work to his favor? Of look how important I was to this team.
Well, he knows he's important, but the Knicks also have to weigh how often is he going to play for us if we sign him to a long-term deal. Because if he's not able to get on the court when he's in the last year of his contract, what if he's in the middle of a four-year contract?
It's a lot to think about. It is a lot to think about.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Let's go to something everybody's happy about, and that was the start of your New York Yankee baseball season. And let's hear from a man who's batting over 500. Big, big hits in clutch spots. Big on defense all weekend for your 4-0 Yankees. Here's Juan Soto. He likes the high-pressure situations.
Who's going to be up in that situation? That's what we play for. I mean, we all know it's going to be times that you fail, and sometimes you're going to have success. But I always want to be up there. I don't mind to be up there and get all the boos or all the claps. I'm always ready for it.
Here's Verdugo, Soto's new teammate.
Dog, you know what I mean? Like, let's just put it like that. He's a dog, bro. Like, I can't say nothing else. This is, we're dogs out here.
He got that dog in him.
Yeah, big dog. Dog, dog, dog. It's a doggy world dog. You know what I mean, guys? Snoop, Digo, Double G. World? Dog eat
Isn't
dog
it a
world.
Dog eat dog world?
Yeah,
not
sorry.
Dog eat world dog?
When you're right, you're right. It's a dog eat dog world. Or, in the case of the Snoop Dogg masterpiece album, Doggy Style, the song is called Doggy Dog World, not Dog Eat Dog World.
Mm.
Speaking of which, oh boy, did I enjoy the Beyonce album. I really recommend it.
The country one?
Yes, I would say it's country adjacent.
Carter.
That's right, Cowboy Carter.
Yeah, but
it's got a country theme throughout it, but there are definitely, there's definitely a handful or more songs that are not very country.
But the Jolene, that's country. You can't not have that be country.
No, the Jolene one is definitively a country song. That's right.
Well, good for her.
It's a cover. And it's wonderfully done. She changed the words, too. She has Dolly on the album doing an interlude to a little intro to that song and then background vocals on another song. There's a Willie Nelson interlude as well. It's a very enjoyable listen.
That doesn't get enough play.
Go ahead.
That he's like 91 years old and he's collaborating on albums. He's still touring.
Oh, he's the man.
I think he's the pot.
It has to be. Because he smokes weed every day.
Wow. Full circle. You see that?
Smoke weed every day.
They don't give these jobs to chimps. Wow. That's unfortunate.
I'm not going to ask you, Michael, this to reveal. But I'm just kind of curious. When he said that, he envisioned someone in his mind.
Yeah.
When he said smoke weed every day.
No.
When he said what?
When you said they don't give this job to chimps, and Michael went,
He was referring to anything to me?
If he wants to give it, great, but I don't.
You think it was me, though?
I think he envisioned someone in his head when he went,
Wow. The question was, was it me? Was it you who it was about?
It doesn't have to be somebody on the show.
Because easily
I see the way the business is going.
Yeah. There's a lot of people. TV, radio, podcasts. I'm sure chimps. He envisioned someone.
Chimps.
Actual chimps.
And in some cases, I would say you're actually besmirching the chimp. Now, I do have some sad news today that came down the line that we have not spoken about. Former NFL cornerback Vontae Davis was found dead on Monday at 35 years old. There was a medical call. Officers responded to a house assistant who had found the homeowner deceased, and they confirmed that it was Vontae Davis. In 2018, after leaving the Colts for the Bills, he abruptly retired at halftime of a game against the Chargers. But he was a really, really nice player, and that is just a really, really sad story. This it does happen quite a bit in the NFL, doesn't it, guys? No, we just hear about players.
The first thing I read was natural causes. At 35, people die of natural causes.
Now, is natural causes just we don't know? The family doesn't want it revealed. We got to put something down, so we just say natural causes.
I don't know,
because it's not natural for a 35-year-old to just die.
Correct.
It's got to be a reason for it. But I'm just wondering if, like, clerically, it gets thrown down there because the family doesn't want an autopsy. They don't want it investigated. They've already said there's no foul play, so there's no reason if the family doesn't want to know for it to be revealed. So that has to be the reason, right? 35-year-olds just don't up and die without a reason.
That's the thing. Yeah, Don, what does natural causes mean? It's speaking of great defensive players gone way too soon. Today would have been Sean Taylor's 41st birthday.
That's not old.
But you know what's so weird to me, Don? It makes me feel like I picture him as such a kid. I can't believe. I wonder. The whole back end of his career never happened. It's just so weird to picture him now as a 41-year-old because he was so young during his playing career.
Like thinking of Elvis if he lived. Would he look like Willie Nelson now?
Well, but Elvis. Well, what? How old was Elvis when he died?
42.
Early 41, 40s? I think.
42.
40. It's hard to picture there was any version of Elvis that was living to 91. It's just.
Well, you, you wouldn't have said this. You could say the same thing about Willie Nelson, right?
Fair. Well, no, I guess you're right. You know, I guess you're right. But I mean, it's when you look at Elvis at the end. But maybe if he didn't go that path, obviously he'd be here at 91.
I mean, it's scary. But listen, if Elvis was alive today at 42, would we be talking about him being morbidly obese? Now, he was obviously fatter than he was when he was big in the 50s and 60s, but come on, relatively speaking, now I don't think people
By the way, people I got to get into Drop Madness, yes. But people overstate the morbidly obese part. Yeah. It was the drugs and stuff that were really killing us there at the end. Guys, it's time for Drop Madness. Let's get into it. It's a blowout. Sorry, Don. The 6 seed in the flub region advances.
Hit the post, but the backhand. That one would.
That's good. Michael, that could be on a run.
I hate that it is.
Yeah, I know. It's tough for you. In the funny region, the 11 seed moves on.
I've got a team that stinks.
See, there you go. That's the Don he likes to be known for. We move over to the troubling region. Somehow, yet again, another Don. The 3 seed advances.
Your face against the freaking television screen, and you can't remember who didn't bunt.
Why do we even do this?
I know. There's no point, Michael. That's why you got to root for shot went wide. Otherwise, it's... then we go to the nether region. Sorry, Danny. The 3 seed advances. That is it. Congratulations, Paul, who could be on a... I'll tell you what. Paul and Griffin could be on a collision course.
Now, Michael caught it.
Yeah.
But originally, when you talked about him pronouncing, articulating, enunciating every single one of the letters, Michael said 5 and then corrected it to 6.
Yeah.
So we all had a really rough day.
That's right. And that'll do it for ENN, brought to you by Security Dodge. Shop 24/7 at securitydodge.com during their Dodge Power Shot Jeep celebration and Ram Truck Month.
Big Ranger game. Don's all over it. Big Yankee game. I'm all over it.
Oh, are you kidding me? And I'm going to Monday Night Raw.
You are going?
Yeah, Barclays Center. Rocked. You kidding me?
Should be good. We'll have it all covered tomorrow and the big women's basketball doubleheader starting on ESPN at 7. Oh, please stay tuned. Watch it all. In the words of Billy Joel, life is a series of hellos and goodbyes. I'm afraid it's time for goodbye again. See ya.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast. Hear more of Michael, Don, and Peter live weekday afternoon starting at 3 on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey, Alexa, play 98.7 ESPN.